He became a household name during the COVID pandemic, loved by some, loathed by others. And now Dr. Anthony Fauci saying goodbye to his role as the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Anthony Fauci turns 82 this week, and after more than five decades at the NIH, he's looking forward to doing something else.
Planning on writing and lecturing and traveling.
Dr. Fauci's the one who told us to mask up, stay home, and get those COVID shots when the pandemic began, which he says sparked hostility from the Trump administration.
Untruths abound, conspiracy theories abound, distortions of reality abound.
He says that's not only bad for health and science, that climate is bad for democracy. Before COVID, the nation turned to Dr. Fauci for advice on the Zika virus, Ebola, and AIDS. And Fauci says he's proud of the research that led to new drugs for treating HIV.
What had been almost a certain death sentence to actually leading a virtually normal lifespan.
Dr. Anthony Fauci advised seven presidents on pressing health concerns and says he's always just stuck with the truth, even when that was painful. Jackie Quinn, Washington.